Om Shanti. And today's topic is recognizing Baba accurate. Is it? I think we know Baba very well. We already recognize him as he is. That's why we are all here. Yes? We know him very well. How he is. What relation we are having with him. So when you have very good relation, easily our connection will be accurate. If connection is very accurate, so we can charge fully. Yes? So even though recognizing accurate, so in different forms, Baba is doing different actions, particularly connected today's Murli. Baba is mentioned, who is he? He is only one. Supreme energy, supreme power, almighty. And that almighty father of all the souls, he is coming on this earth through Brahma media. He requires media, otherwise we can say he incarnates. And through the media, he guides us, he loves us, he gives us different directions. So when he is giving direction, he is teaching, we call him, we see him in the form of teacher, who is Almighty Father. He is teaching us, he is guiding us. What to do and what not to do. What is right and what is wrong. How this whole universe is doing function. So all type of spiritual knowledge he is giving. So we call him. He is our teacher. Without his information, we do not know what is beyond us. We do not know what is this whole world is moving, what is going on. In other words, we can say spiritually we are blind. So he comes and gives us a divine eyesight. So with that eyesight, we can see everything. We can realize what is reality and what is not real. And what to do and what not to do. A true information, otherwise a true knowledge he is giving us. By his knowledge, we can see everything. We can realize, because we want some changes. So unless we realize, there is no change. So how to realize what is right and what is wrong? Who will guide us? Because we see always in one dimension. For each thing we see what is in front of you. We do not know what is behind. Other three dimensions we do not know. Otherwise for each action, for each word has different meanings. Different dimensions. We see only the present, what is in front of me. But when He is coming, the supreme authority, one who is free from this cycle of death and birth. So such a unique personality, one who knows everything. He can see everything. And when He comes, even you might maybe observed among you, see when Baba is also coming in Guljar Dadi's body, you see, first Baba is giving drishti. He observes each and one. He catch your vibrations. What is required? And after listening your voice, after catching your subtle vibrations, afterwards He will going to give a murli. That is knowledge. Same way, that Supreme Father is constantly observing His creation, the children. And if you want to give some teachings, some explanations, so He requires media. Through media He comes and teaches, guides us. So with that guidance, with that information, or with that knowledge, we can achieve perfect peace and happiness in our life. That is what His aim of creation. What He expects? His creations, His children must be always happy, always peaceful. But when we forget Him, and when we forget ourselves, we become spiritually blind, in other words. We do not know what is right and what is wrong. Then these all difficulties, sorrow, dissatisfaction, there is no peace. All these difficulties came, and He is observing. And at the end of this cycle, He comes and He gives us knowledge. If you just see, in the whole world education, till many things have been not taught. Just one example I will tell you here. So why there is a need of Almighty? Why there is a need of He has to come? Otherwise the whole universe is feeling that everything is available in the books. Whatever is available so far, that information is not complete. Because who is giving that information? One who is not perfect, incomplete person. So just one example I will give you, and you might be knowing also. You see, always you know, to achieve perfection in any action, in any field, what is necessary? The whole world is telling, in education, everywhere, concentration is very important. Is it right? But so far at present, concentration is not properly defined. Focus of mind is not concentration. It is incomplete information. To achieve perfection, concentration is necessary. But what is that concentration? Among you, anybody knows? We use this word always. Give attention. Concentrate in your profession. Concentrate on your study. What is that concentration? Only one thoughts. Anymore? Because you know, that is what I was telling, science has taught us so far, conscious and subconscious. Is it? But what spiritual father, supreme teacher is teaching? Energy contains electron, proton, neutron. At spiritual energy, atom, the spirit, our soul, mind, intellect, and impression. So conscious and subconscious, where is intellect? Whom you call mad? Whom you call dull intellect, sharp intellect? So only mind will go into focus. So what is the role of intellect? These two powers are there. This knowledge is not at all explained anywhere else. So definition of concentration is, which Almighty Supreme Teacher is teaching now, where mind and intellect work together at a time on one thought, there is concentration. Just not one mind. Mind is working. Free intellect will wander. So mind and intellect both must work at a time. Right? So we have two powers. A simple one thing, there are many things such. So with whatever education, information at present available, with that information, we have not achieved perfect, peaceful and loveful life. Even though plenty information is available. There are many big, big libraries. Big authors, many things they have written. Many scriptures are there. Till, with those all information, human being has not achieved perfection. Perfect, peaceful, loveful life. So there is a need of one who is accurate. He will give the accurate knowledge. With that, our result, what you are going to achieve? Our lifestyle will become accurate. So, accurate information is what? That's why, who is he? He is our teacher. One who is accurate, he is coming and giving accurate, nobody can do anything. Nobody is having answer for this. Just you ask anybody else, what is concentration? Focus of mind, very easily they will say. But spiritual law, we have two powers. These two powers must work at a time. Even to achieve perfect meditation also. When you sit, just your mind is working. We can create many things. Good thoughts, elevated thoughts, but no experience. Who will going to experience? A mad person cannot experience. The intellect is giving this power. So when you sit in meditation, intellect is wandering. Remind you many other things, past or something from future. Yes? So mind is traveling. But both, that's why both must travel at a time. If you want current, if you want light, just to plug one wire, you won't get current. You won't get light. Two wires must be properly connected. Then only you will get it. If you want that perfect energy, powers, in meditation also, these two powers must channelize from corporeal to incorporeal worlds. When you channelize them in a proper order, and how many minutes you connect, so much you are charging. That is what Baba is telling many times. We have great love for Baba, no doubt. But it is not everything. What is necessary? Power is important. Yes? Power is very important. So when we can change your old habits, when you are going to burn your past and scars, for that what is necessary? A fire is necessary. So Baba said the word volcanic stage, seed stage, are powerful, connect with the power. We do not want to just clean our mind. We have two powers, mind and intellect. Divine intellect is important to take accurate decisions, to do perfect action. If intellect is not divine, our actions cannot be perfect. That action never give self-satisfaction. And you cannot satisfy others. So this information, who is giving? Anywhere in the whole world? You write any whole world universities, you write a letter and ask, what is concentration? Then you give reply to them and ask them, this is right or this is right? From where this information is coming? So he is that father, one who give accurate, perfect, because he is always perfect. And by that information, by his information, by his knowledge, in other words, in our language, by his reading Murli, listening Murli, we can achieve perfection in your lifestyle. So one more thing I want to underline. Till you may ask, if you just observe yourself, just listening is not everything. You listen many things, you read many things. By just reading you cannot become perfect. 10 times you read Murli. Listening is not everything. What you read, what you listen, it must come in our action. In other words, when that what you read, it will come in action. That's why Baba is telling, after listening, you are convinced. We listen many things, but many things we are not convinced. We never accept, we means that intellect. Never accept certain things, how it is possible. Baba is telling, you should not get angry under any circumstances. The intellect is telling, how it is possible? How long we have to tolerate? So Baba is giving, but we never accept. So Baba is telling, raise your hand, it is possible. Intellect accept. Because already we have given a program to our intellect. If somebody is behaving like this way, we have to behave like this way. This feeding already we have given since many life. Even though after listening, the old program is going on. So we cannot see the change in our behavior or in our attitudes. So we lose faith on BKs. Because we see others, oh, he is 5 years old. He is 10 years old in knowledge till he get angry. Yes? He is 10 years, 5 years in what? That is very important. Eat less, digest more. Listen few things. Try to analyze them. Make a plan. Think on that. Ask yourself, yes, Baba is telling this, I can do this. It is possible to bring in practical life. I want to do this. Ask. How much percentage I can do? 5%, 50%, 100%, it depends on your aim. If you want to become perfect, that is 100%. So whatever Baba is telling, that I must accept it, or I have to convince myself. Why the anger is coming? From where this anger is coming? What's the solution for this? How to stop? How to adjust? How to tolerate? How long I have to tolerate? It is his role he will going to play. I cannot interfere in others' role. I cannot stop others' role he has to play. For that, what I have to do? All these questions you have to ask. Just if you want to accept what Baba is telling, do not get angry. One word. For one word, it is a raw word. If you want to, just like vegetable when you bring from the market, if you want to prepare it, there are many systems, process. You have to clean it. You have to chop it. Yes? Then you have to boil it under a particular temperature. All these processes must be done. Then it is very easy to digest, to eat. Similarly, after listening, take one word from Baba's Murli. Underline it. When you go from here, that's why there are 4 stages. Actually, minimum 3 stages. If you listen today, any information, you can remember up to 10 years. Just you remember today, read today, listen today, you can remember for 1 month. Just you are listening, after 1 second if you ask, you cannot repeat the full sentence. Just you ask, if you go out of door, you cannot complete the repeat the sentence. That is also possible. So we have that mechanism. We must know how to operate, how to increase the memories. Because that what he is teaching, he came, the Supreme Father, he came in the form of teacher. What is teaching? Something unique. He wants to make us perfect, at least for the 21 birth, maximum for the whole cycle. Is it? So that clarity is important, no? Just listening the knowledge or class, we cannot. Nothing will come. We will listen and it will go. So anything, even Baba's Murli, anything you listen. Twice, when you listen, you are listening, oh, this is good version. I like this. I want to put it into practical today. Think on that. For that, what I have to do? Make a plan. When you are going from here to breakfast, make a plan. Think on that. For that, what I have to do? And just if you are doing this much, you can remember one day. What you listen today, Murli, you will remember up to one day. Today evening, somebody will ask you what Baba said, suddenly you can repeat. But if you want to keep that information for long period, for 10 years, it is also possible. After listening, note down that point. When you are going to here to breakfast, think on that. And if somebody, when you see in front of you, share with him. See, Baba said this. Once, twice, one brother, two brothers, you just share. See, you even after 10 years, you will remember today's Murli. Because you are listening, you are writing, you are revising, and you are repeating. Repeat it. Otherwise, you morning we listen. We feel that we know it. Sometimes you write it, but it is there in your book. It is not emerge. That information is merge. Baba has given information we got just to use it. So it must be emerge. Whenever the situation comes, whenever you require, I want to use it. At that time you will find out your diary is in your home or somewhere else. It is too late. So these are the techniques, new techniques, which the Supreme Almighty Authority, and He is the Supreme Teacher, He is teaching something new. And with that, He will make us perfect. Sometimes we sometimes unknowingly, due to habit, we use wrong words. By mistake somebody will do something wrong. We are not perfect. The habit is so habitual, so strong, some words, afterwards we realize, oh, it is too late. So, after listening Murli, you have to convince yourself. Each day, you take only one version. Tomorrow Baba will give you another word you take. A drop, drop will become. Yes, not at a time. But one point try to bring today. Convince. If you are not convinced, argue with others. Talk to your teachers. How long I have to control? How long I have to keep quiet? Always he get angry. Always he disturb me. Ask, clarify, analyze. Convince yourself. Sometimes we are not ready to accept. It's right. And Baba is telling, no, you should not, under any circumstances, you should not get angry. One word. Till we are not ready to accept it. Is it? Those who are sitting here, all are ready to accept? That information is perfect or incomplete? What you feel? We are all ready? No doubt, we are ready, but unknowingly, by chance, The situation may force us. We do not want to do it. The situation may force. Is it right? Or we have that control? What do you all feel? Possible to overcome? 100% or percentage? 5%, 10%, 50%? How much? Situations will come, no doubt. That we cannot. If there is no situation, oh, I can achieve 100%. No. It is not possible, because where we are at present, the present condition where we are, and where you want to go. So there, the exam, it is a exam hall, where you have to give papers. Certain extreme cases, extreme situations will attack on us, which sometimes you may not be imagined. Oh, what is this? So, self-preparation is very important. In advance we have to prepare. Not when the situation is coming. Even though at that moment we know the information, till it never work. So it is said, experience is authority. Knowledge is not authority. So, who is our one relation? Who is that father? He is our teacher, one who makes us perfect. So that one explanation is gone. He wants to make us, but it is left to us. Just by listening, we cannot become perfect. So, Baba is telling, do not see any others. See me alone, one who is always perfect. If you see me, I may be right today, tomorrow I may be changed due to extreme situations. So always Baba is telling, see whom? One who is always perfect. He is teaching. So try to understand him. That vision must be very clear in our intellect. What he is. How he is. When that information is clear, the relation will be clear, then connection will be very clear. If information is not clear, not convinced, so we cannot build that relation. Who is that, my father? What type of teacher he is? What he has created this? Sometimes you may ask a question. What is his creation? So that's why this one explanation is very important. Listening never makes us perfect. Sometimes you may say that I am listening, I am attending Murli class, I am writing, I know. Yes, knowing is not everything. It must come in action. And once again, when the information is coming in action, never give you perfect result. Because, once again there is a clarity is important, to achieve that perfect result, what is necessary? Concentration is necessary, but what is that concentration? Because sometimes we want to change. Yes? We want to change. Suppose somebody, that brother, he is realizing that I sometimes get angry, I want to change. He has realized. So after listening, he has realized. So after realization, there will be a change. Effort. One word is right. Two words are necessary. Because two words are missing here. Realization never bring change. Many times after listening, after eyewitness, after reading, we realize from the depth of the heart. But till we cannot see the change. So realization never brings a change. After realization, you have to do something more. Two steps more. The one steps you have explained, you said. That, what? No. Effort. Constantly you have to do effort. Till we cannot see the change. One more thing is necessary. What is that? Faith. You have faith means you have realized. Yes. Faith you have. That's why you accept. Till there is no change. Till you have to do something more. Huh? Control. Enthusiasm you have. Determination you have. Here you cannot reach. Huh? Observe. Experiment. That is effort. Constantly you are doing experiments, efforts. You are trying to change till we cannot see changes. Huh? Blessings. That is Baba's blessings are there. He is giving already. Huh? Convince. So after realization, a systematic effort will bring a change. Many times it is explained. Efforts is said. Sometimes day and night we do effort. It is a labor. It must be a systematic effort. Yes. A system. For meditation, the whole world is doing meditation nowadays. There are times you ask, yes, we are doing meditation. But till there is no perfection. Why? The system, the technique is important. And he is that perfect. Shiv Baba, he is giving now the perfect technique. Realize yourself as a soul first. Then remember me. Not just remember me. And once again there are techniques. When you sit in meditation, how to sit? It is explained in one verse. Channelize your powers at a time. Mind and intellect must work at a time. Simultaneously towards your destination. To achieve, to connect with the perfect power. To achieve perfection. Yes? So after realization, if you want to bring a change, so what is necessary? As not only effort, a systematic effort. Yes. A system, technique. Because different techniques are there. Yes? So when you sit, you know one technique, many times it is explained. So I do not want to repeat it till. What is technique of meditation? When you sit to achieve perfection or perfect concentration, what is technique? So what is that soul conscious? Who said? So when you sit, talk to you. So mind and intellect must work together. How it will work? So mind is talking to your intellect. So intellect cannot slip here and there. Talk to self. So how to talk? What is the system? Go on, ask questions yourself from here to incorporeal world. Intellect will follow you. So what is the technique once again? In short, many times it is explained. So who am I? Wait. Intellect will give answer. What is my form? Intellect will give answer. What are my qualities? Intellect will give answer. So mind and intellect is traveling. Up to incorporeal world. Who is my father? Yes, he is almighty. Who is he? He is always pure. Who is I am? I am son of that perfect, pure father. I am along with him. Compare yourself with father. So these techniques are there. So travel from here to that. with mind and intellect, both must simultaneously, they must travel. So these are the techniques to achieve perfection. Means he is our teacher, one who is giving accurate knowledge. There is no any controversy and simple knowledge, not any controversy. Clear knowledge. So he is our teacher. At the same time, who is he? He is our father. Yes? The whole world accept him. God, anything happens, suddenly they will say, oh, Godfather. Yes? We all accept him. He is our father. Yes? What is, if we accept him as a father, what is our duty? As a child? Yes. What is our duty? Our duty, whatever the father is telling, yes, that we have to follow. We cannot ask question. Because we have full faith on him. We have love on him. Yes? He is loving us. So we call him father. So what he, in other words, Baba is telling, today Baba said, follow Srimat in each step. Srimat is what? His aim, father always expects his children must be just like him. He cannot compromise in 1% defects, 1% lacking, even 0.5, he do not want to accept. He want absolute. Yes? As he is. So he is Srimat, he is giving directions, guidance, child in each step. Simple. One example. Father and child's relation. You see, whenever a small child wants to do anything, he wants, when he is crawling, he wants support of parents. So here also, spiritually, we are crawling, small children, innocent. So in each step, before doing any action, just you ask him, Baba, I want to do this. This Baba's first Srimat. Because he is accurate. He is perfect. We do not know. We feel sometimes what we see, it is right. We see in one dimension. He knows, if I do this present, I may get satisfaction. I will be happy. But in future, there will be some difficulties. He knows it. We do not know. So before doing any action, ask him. Ask him. Wait. Ask. Sit in Baba's room, talk to him. Otherwise, if there is no Baba's room, we know him. While you are traveling, you are in a car, you are in a hurry, just have a thought. Ask him and wait for 1 second. You will get inspiration. Yes, it is right. Go ahead. But before doing, if you ask, otherwise, he do not want to interfere in your activities. If you feel you are right, do it. But you are responsible for that. The fruit may be anything. May be sweet, may be bitter. It is left to you. Because for each action there is a reaction. You do the action, and there is one more thing, There is no excuse of ignorance of law. Yes? Sometimes you may say, I do not know. So there is no excuse. We have done it, knowingly, unknowingly, for each action. There is a reaction, and there is no excuse. So he is telling, if you just hold my finger, if you just follow me, just listen me, so if anything goes wrong by chance, I am responsible. It never happened. But because he is perfect, and he is having extreme love for his children, his aim is to give us perfect, peaceful life, love life. That is his aim. Sometimes we feel that we know better than what Baba is telling. Because he is not in corporeal world, no? He do not know anything. He is staying there. Baba, you are staying there. We are here. What is going on, we know here. So we feel sometimes we know better the situations. Is it right? Sometimes you feel we are very clever. Because we are in this world, corporeal world. He is staying in corporeal world. He do not know. But he knows everything. He is knowledgeful. So, with that love and respect, that's why you see, you might maybe observe, when Baba is coming on the stage, just you observe him. Baba is just sitting, as if he do not know anything. But he knows what is going on in each corner. We feel that he is looking only through these small windows. No, his windows are very big. So any corner something is going wrong, he can. But he is sitting as if he do not know anything. So he is having that much of love. So we call him our father, beloved. Yes, very good question. That's why, you see, anytime I'll give, there are many examples, practical proofs. I will tell you today, one example, practical. And you do this and see, just you sit in Baba's room. Just 2 minutes, be soul conscious. Think about yourself, I am a soul, child of Almighty. Baba, I am your child. You are my teacher, you are my father, you are my Sadguru. And you guide me. I want your guidance. And if you have any questions, ask him. And just observe. See, your mind should, 1 minute, 2 minutes, mind must be silence, not creating anything, just you are listening. And some inspiration will come. And when you come out and do that action, you see you will get results, satisfaction. Sometimes you won't get any answer. So wait, next day morning, you will get answer in the Murli. Wait, you may not get in the Murli. Wait, some classes are going on. You will get answer in the class. Oh, this is the answer for my question. Why Baba is giving, he is teaching. We cannot catch his subtle vibrations. Because our mind is not total silence. We have that curiosity. When the answer will come? We have that hurriness. That patience is not there. I am giving an example fact. There is a one brother from some country, 10 years before, and he came in this knowledge. But he do not know how to do meditation. When he sit in meditation, he is a doctor, and he is having more interest to do meditation. And he asked to his teacher. She said, "Go to Madhavan. Baba will teach you the meditation." He said, "I am always busy. I do not know how to go Madhavan. I am alone." Then teacher said to him, "You go to Madhavan, Baba will teach you." He said, "Okay, I will go." For 3 days he came. He do not know anything. And teacher said to him, "Go and sit in Baba's room and tell to Baba. He will teach you." He came, innocent, and sitting first day, he sat in Baba's room. "Baba, my teacher said that you will going to teach me meditation. And I came only for 3 days. I have full faith and respect for you. You must teach me. Do not send me with empty hands." One day finish. Murli came, many classes came, everything came. Nobody talked on meditation. Second day came. Second day also finish. Again and again he is going to Baba's room all the 3 times. "Baba, 2 days are finished. Only last day left. Means you are not listening me." Last day, in the evening, the class announced 5:30 class. And I was taking rest at that time. And suddenly Shulubhan phoned me, "Oh, please come on. You must do a class." I said, "I am not ready. I have to take bath. I will come late." "No, you must come. You come after any time. You must come today." I said, "Somebody has to do that class. It cancelled." And she ring me again and I said, "I have to take bath. It will take half an hour." "Okay, you come." I came and only few brothers were there at that time. I had just seen. I am not prepared. Just I observed. I said, "Okay. So all we do very good meditation?" Nobody has answered. "You know how to do meditation?" Nobody is giving answer. Then looking, just half an hour left. So explaining why you want to do meditation. Why? And what is that technique? Suddenly that brother get up and, "Oh, today Baba explained me. And tomorrow morning I have to go." Till that brother is alive, you can ask him. It's a story. He then afterwards with whole family, he shifted to India and is a doctor in India. So means there are many souls, just the technique is important. Now also you ask Baba.
Understood. So how Baba is catching your vibrations, teaching. And you ask, everything he will teach you. Even Murli is not my Murli, no? Any question comes in your mind, any time, just go and sit in Baba's room. But this time, prepare yourself first and give and then wait. Listen. That we cannot do because there is no control on our minds. Listening, total silence, just to listen what he is telling, catch subtle vibrations. And he is teaching everything, whatever you want. Wait for today, tomorrow. Either in Murli, first he will teach you directly, or when you early in the morning, when you sit in meditation, when you connect, then he will give you. Or in Murli, or in different classes. Wait 1 or 2 days. That patience is necessary. Because when you cannot catch, settle, he has to give you through some proper media. That's why late. Otherwise there is no late. He wants to convince you through the proper media. Otherwise you can catch direct. But always, in Indian scriptures also it is explained how to catch subtle vibrations. And here Baba is doing. That's why Baba is telling always, when you are doing email, first I see, then your email will reach here. When you are writing, first I read,
Yes? Baba is telling this? How? He is always observing what children are doing. When a thought comes, first it will click there. He knows. So anything comes, he is our father. Just like a small, already I said, we are small, crawling, spiritual children. So constantly he is observing. He is constantly having eye on us. But you may say, so he must help us in each second. No. When you ask him, he do not want to interfere in your karmic accounts. There is an independence, there is a freedom for all the souls. When you request, when you keep connection with him, when you hold his hand, when you ask, he will ask you, guide you. When you depend, then he will protect you. For everything, any question comes in your life, any problem comes, do not tell any human being, nobody can solve. That we have seen in the whole cycle. Now this is the end of the cycle. We have not achieved any perfection, any satisfaction. So that the perfect Father came, so anything goes wrong, anything you require guidance, help, in your home, if center is far away, keep Baba's photo, do their meditation early in the morning, evening. Any thought comes, tell him, share with him, as if your grandfather is sitting. Talk to him. Share with him. If you have any plan, share with him. Argue with him. You see, you will get guidance. Sometimes you quarrel with him. Baba, what is this? What you are telling this? Argue with him. Yes? So because you know he don't get angry. So if you quarrel with others, if you argue with others, his head will become very heavy, very hot. So we cannot. So we can talk to Baba, argue with Baba. Baba, what is this? Talk. He will teach you and solve your things. But it requires system, technique. And with full faith, third, patience is important. Wait. Do not make hurry. Okay? Convinced? So anything comes. Here also you see, anytime anything comes, just you sit in Baba's room. Talk to him. Any problem, even physical problems you have, disease you have, mental problems you have, in relation you have some problems. Talk to him. You will get guidance. You will get answer. Because he came, that faith, it is not a blind faith. Sometimes you may say it is a blind. No. If you want, I will give you one more clarity. I will go and more example. Now you guide me here. Okay? These three brothers are sitting here. One brother is following Christ. He is my father. He is having great love. He is doing always prayer. He is doing always worshipping. Everything he is doing. He is right. But he has kept picture in his room, in his home, or he is going to church, anywhere. That another brother who is having great love for Lord Krishna, he has kept a very good statue or picture, and he is worshipping, he is loving. Yes? And another brother, one who knows the spiritual knowledge, he has kept Brahma Baba's photo. He is telling, I am having love, I am doing meditation. So all three are, they have kept pictures, nobody is living. Not Christ, not Brahma Baba, not Krishna. Yes? All the pictures. All three brothers are right, all three are wrong. All three are right, all three are wrong. Because nobody is living, all the pictures they have kept, statues. So if he is telling something, who will going to listen? Who will going to respond? He is right or he is right? Who is right? All three right? Or all three are wrong? Now give me answer. Because many times many are asking. In India also, we have great love for Lord Krishna. I said, yes, you are right. Somebody is telling that we have great love for Christ, Jesus Christ. Yes, you must. It is also right. So whom we call somebody, those who are BKs now, they say, we like Baba's picture. We sit in front of Baba. So what is this? Which is right? Everything is right? Or three are wrong? All right. All three are right. Yes, understood. Yes, there are techniques. Yes, sir. See, her question is, suppose there is a one brother or sister in his family, in her family. She likes everything. She listen knowledge, but she cannot convince. Yes? So how to convince such a soul? Yes, understood. Yes. So how to convince such a soul? Yes. How to do experience? The simple thing is here. Simple, very ordinary. You see, if a small child is suffering from a fever and you want to give him medicine, once he has taken that medicine, but it is very bitter. Second time when you want to give him, he do not want to take it. But you want to give him medicine, you want to make him cure. How you will cure? Any techniques? He do not want to take medicine, he know it is very bitter. And you want to make him cure. How? The simple thing is, so it is not necessary you have to give medicine through mouth only. Give a small injection. Always we want to convince knowledge only through the mouth. No, it is not necessary. It is very bitter to him. Give him, teach him by vibrations. It is a spiritual injection. It will work directly. So do not try, do not do anything by words, do not tell him anything. It is very bitter. He do not like it, leave him. But send powerful vibrations. We can teach, we can convince better. But we do not know how to use these weapons, spiritual weapons these are. Yes, for your question. Now I am asking here, what is any answer? Who is right? Whom you call, All are right. All are right? How? I do not know. He is telling us. He is telling, I have full faith. I have great love. And he is doing right. And he is telling, I have great love for Brahma Baba. And you are an observer. What these three people foolish? They have kept just statues. Nobody is, nothing is there. How they will get answer? Suppose among you, just sitting in Baba's room, and you are crying, you are talking, somebody will ask. Somebody will see, what is this? Is it? So nobody is there. How you will get response? Just you asked. How you will give your response? Who is listening? The statue is listening. What is this? So here, so clarity is necessary. Because in India also, here also, many whole world is asking this question. The simple explanation I asked them. And then they asked, I said, when he is sitting in front of Christ, okay, he is doing worshipping, doing meditation, who will listen? Telephone number, his address, where is that soul? Who will listen and who will respond? Any address you have? Just like Lord Krishna, where is that soul? But if you ask, when Brahma Baba has left, he has given telephone number. He has given full address. Today also, you can contact him. Today also, he is coming. Each year, not once he came and gone. No, each year is coming. What is the proof? Last year he came and given you homework. This year also he is asking, you have done homework? But the one who came last year, same father is coming this year also. Each year he is coming. If you send any message, he will give you answer. Just you send any messengers to settle word or anywhere else, Lord Krishna will give answer. Any telephone number, any address? No. Only the Brahma Bab Dada, they are coming each year. So, Baba, Brahma Baba has left. He has not gone to incorporeal world. He has not taken birth. He is waiting. He is in the settled world. We have left, send, kept one satellite. I can send my message, you cannot send. Your message that my satellite cannot accept. Yes? So I have sent one satellite, I give message and that satellite will communicate. Yes? Similarly. So that's information Baba's, Bab Dada, in subtle world he is there. He is coming. So when you are sitting, if you put a letter in this letter box, he will receive. So Baba said, put in this letter box, I will going to receive your letter. He is living, he is catching your vibration, he is constantly observing you. If you want, otherwise not. You can catch direct vibrations. He will give you, he will teach you directly by vibrations first. If you cannot catch, then I have to, because there are different languages, no? Russian language is different. Another Portuguese language is different, and I have to find out the translator. Yes. It takes little time for that. I have to find out who will speak very good Russian. First he must listen English, then he will translate. So it takes little time. Otherwise, instant. So if you are sitting in bodiless stage, and so that is very difficult for us. So why you cannot catch his vibration? The difficulty is here, we are since many births, we are using this body, we are looking this body, we are staying in this body, we are operating this body. So we cannot be easily soul conscious. We understand, but we cannot be embodiment. We cannot be free from this. So it requires time. We understand that I am a soul, but we cannot be free from this bondage that called bodiless stage, soul conscious stage, where mind and intellect is free to receive vibrations. We have a habit to catch the vibration through the brain only. Through the media only, there is a habit. So we require a proper media. We depend on media. Just like brain. Yes? Similarly, so when you free from that media, that Baba is telling, it is very difficult to become soul conscious. It is very easy to remember Baba. But how to be soul conscious? How to be free? Because we have a habit using, listening, looking through these organs. It is a natural habit since man's life. Now, in this last life, when you are spiritually weak, at this stage he is telling, leave this body, leave this instrument, catch direct. So it is little difficult. Understand? Catch vibrations directly. So when you sit in meditation also, for us still, It is very easy to do conversation. Most 95% when you sit in meditation, we do conversation. We cannot go to incorpora stage, seed stage, that volcanic stage, Baba say, where we can burn, when we can fully charge. It is very difficult. Actually, it is so easy, not difficult. Only we require proper technique. If technique is not there, a simple thing, just you know it very well, if you keep a piece of paper in heavy sunshine for 10 years, constantly sun rays are falling on that paper, will it burn into ash? Never. You may say, 10 years I am doing meditation, constantly with love and respect, but sanskars, habits never change. But same paper, same sun rays, you hold a lens, and if your hand is not shaking, if you know the technique, within fraction of second you can see that paper will burn into ash. It is not a miracle. It is not a magic. It is a fact. You can also do it. Same thing here also. The techniques and application system. How to apply? Medicine after lunch, before lunch has a difference. No, you may say stomach is only one. Let me take at a time after lunch and before lunch is what? No, the result is different. Similarly, application of knowledge, the system is very important. A systematic effort will bring you change. Okay? One more is left, Sadguru. One who purifies us and take us along with him. That Baba said, even 1% of 5 vices is left, he will compromise? He will leave? Let go? Baba will let go his father? No, he can say, okay, 1%, let go. No, very strict custom officers. He said, no, 1% also, he can leave your luggage here only. Similarly, he is telling, no, if you want, his aim is to make us perfect. No compromise, no adjustment in this case. So try to check. The full soul is born pure. We came from incorporeal world. When we are in set, that is golden age, perfect pure, silver age, after coming copper age, we get influenced with 5 vices. Actually, we are pure. These 5 vices are influenced. They are not my innate qualities. I originally is pure, peaceful and lawful. That he wants to make us. Just always stand below the sun. Just we are sitting here, the heavy sun is above us. But not sweating, not feeling warmness. Little warmness. Because sun rays never touch to me. There is a roof. Just you leave this hall, go and stand outside, just 5 minutes. Sun rays are constantly falling on the body. After 5 minutes we can see start sweating. This sun is removing the dust of the body. That is supreme authority, Sadguru. He is constantly giving, radiating his power. And on whom? He is not removing the dust of the body. He is not the purifier of body. He is the purifier of the soul. So that one condition is important. Stand in soul conscious. Among you last, anybody can answer how to stand in soul conscious? How to sit in soul conscious? That how to do concentration, where if constantly I'm looking here, I'm concentrating, so I'll become soul conscious? Just see, now I am telling now, now there is 2 minutes, you do it and see whether it is possible not or not. So you can forget your body feeling. 2 minutes, 5 questions make you detach. First, who am I? Mind is asking to intellect. Intellect will give answer. Yes, if I am so and so, then what is my form? Yes, this is my form. Third, if I am having this form, then what are my qualities? Yes, I am born pure. I am peaceful. 7 qualities. Then fourth, yes, if I am having these qualities, then what I am doing here? Oh, I am an operator. I am a driver driving this car. I am is different, body is different. If I am different, then I came from where? Now meditation start. Now just to solve these 4 questions. Who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? And what are my function? What I am doing? See, you will detail, you feel. Yes, body. Because you are not thinking about body. Thinking about the self. Then meditation. From where I came? Yes, above sun and moon. Then start. First four questions. Okay? Om Shanti.